Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out. Great to be with you, Aaron Noon, another edition of Repco Supercars Weekly. Oh, how good was it? Racing back on our TV, on the racetrack as well. Fantastic. Supercars in action on the weekend, Sydney Motorsport Park, and I think we have dubbed the weekend of Anton. Boy, oh boy, wasn't he hooked. The number 11 Shell V-Power Racing Team Mustang was flying. Fastest in two practices, fastest in all three qualifyings, topped a shootout, and won two of the three races. In fact, the only one he didn't win was that first race on Sunday. Shane Van Gisbergen took the victory at a time when it looked like Will Davison was going to finish that nearly five-year winless streak that he's got running. Unfortunately, it didn't quite work out. He was second in the end after that issue with his car. Nearly a total clean sweep for the Shell V-Power Racing team in a really strong weekend. But Anton Di Pasquale was the star of the weekend in the first of four rounds in a row of what will constitute the Beaux Repairs Sydney Cup. So Van Gisbergen's off to a start as the leader of that series within the series. Of course, if you've heard our podcast last week, we talked about the AMPS Car Series. So I kind of feel like it is the AMPS Car Series, one track based in Sydney, touring cars, V8s. Yeah, it's got a bit of flavour to it. So let's recap where we're at from the weekend. We've had such a big break. It was great to get the eighth round of the championship under our belts. As I mentioned, Anton was the star, no doubt about that. But there was plenty of other stuff to talk about. Erebus, how good was Will Brown and Brody Kostecki? Will Brown getting his first Supercars podium finish on Sunday. It's a good point that we should race here. A lot of people suggested that, no, he's actually finished second before in a race. That was his first podium. Remember at the Sandown 500 in 2019, the qualifying races on Saturday, they are official races in race history, which was a bit of a change from times previous to that. However, they're not classified as podium results. There was no podium. There was no champagne. There was no acknowledgement of it as a podium. The podium for that weekend was for the 500K race on the Sunday afternoon. So therefore, Sunday, just gone, was Will Brown's first Supercars Championship podium. And what a podium it was. He probably should have had it in the Saturday night race until they had the issue with the wheel gun in the pit stop for Erebus. But two rookies delivering and performing. Will Brown, third on points for the weekend, a fifth, 11th, and a second. Brody Kostecki, fifth on points for the weekend, a third, a fourth, and a tyre affected 15th. He was pretty fried for that final race in terms of the rubber. But Shane Van Gisbergen still keeps on keeping on, extends the margin. He's over a weekend in front now. He could take a weekend off this weekend and still be in front, but I know he will not be doing that. I tell you what, too, it's an important one this weekend in terms of the numbers for 888 Race Engineering. It is their 250th championship round when they line up this weekend again at Sydney Motorsport Park. Let's recap the points for you if you didn't quite catch up with it, because there was plenty going on over the weekend of how it all unfolded. Van Gisbergen, he still leads the way, 21.98 over Jamie Winkup on 18.60. Will Davison now third on 1,735. He's got a margin of 33 over Chaz Mostert, who in turn has 32 over Cam Waters. Tickford having an absolutely tough weekend. Cam managed to salvage a result in the last Sunday race, but he's never finished better than sixth at Sydney Motorsport Park. He needs that stat to change in the next few rounds if he is going to contend to finish third or at least be chasing down Jamie Winkup for second. Anton Di Pasquale now sits sixth in the points, albeit lost his points from the second race on the weekend because of that exclusion. He's on 14.51, so a fair step back from Cam Waters. Nick Percat, seventh on 13.42. Mark Winterbottom's been a bit of a quiet achiever this year for Team 18. He's eighth on 12.72, 50 points back to Will Brown, who now sits ninth, and just a matter of 16 points back to his teammate Brody Kostecki. So the two Erebus cars sit 9th and 10th after a big weekend for them at Sydney Motorsport Park. Just outside, James Courtney's 11th from Andre Heimgartner, Tim Slade, Dave Reynolds, and Todd Hazelwood. That is the top 15 as they sit in the Repco Supercars Championship. So let's put our eyes forward on this weekend. So it's the Armour All Sydney Super Night. It's a bit of a change. Format is a two-dayer. This is one thing to be really across for this weekend. So Saturday, it's two practice sessions, three-leg qualifying, no shootout, a 32-lap race starting at 7:45 p.m. local time. On Sunday, two qualifying sessions in the early afternoon, about 2:15 from memory, the first one. A race in the late afternoon, and the second race will be at night, 7:30 p.m. So two night races for the Armour All Sydney Super Night this weekend. It's the 9th round of the championship, and it will deliver races numbers 23, 24, and 25 across the terms of the championship. It is a Fox Sports and KO round only this weekend. No Channel 7 coverage beyond the highlights. When you step back through the weekend just gone, I tell you what, the weekend mix-up was interesting. We talked about Van Gisbergen. He delivered some great starts and got his way through to the front. Will Davison, solid weekend, second over on points, but you could really see how devastated he was after that race win slipped away from him. It really did mean a lot. But some numbers for you that are really important. So Di Pasquale, with that win on Sunday, that means that team, DJR, and remember it was DJR Team Penske for a time, they've won 11 races at Sydney Motorsport Park. Four of the last nine there, of course, Scott McLaughlin was involved in plenty of that. The team now moves on to 140 championship race wins. They are still keeping those numbers ticking along, even despite Penske departing, which a lot of people thought, well, maybe those numbers might slow down, but Anton was not slowing down on the weekend. Jamie Whincup really did get smashed by Shane Van Gisbergen, admitted it himself over the weekend in the afterflow. Got a podium in the final race of the weekend, Jamie Whincup, sixth on the points overall for the weekend, a ninth, a sixth, and a third. So J-Dub did keep on moving forward. He's going to mark a pretty good milestone coming up very soon. His 250th championship round is not too far away, but he racked up his 13th Sydney podium in that last race on the weekend and his 10th of the season so far. I mentioned Van Gisbergen before too, top point scorer for the weekend, which, you know, it's the old round win, even though we don't give them out anymore statistically, but that's the sixth time from eight rounds this year he's been the top point scorer. That goes to show you why he's absolutely at the top of the tree on the championship and is looking unbelievably good with three more rounds to go at Sydney Motorsport Park and, of course, the big one, the Repco Bathurst 1000. Speaking of Bathurst, oh, it's the 40th anniversary this year, did you remember or realize? Some of you will, some of you won't, of the 1981 race. The race that was stopped by the big crash at the top of the mountain. And of course, for Ford fans, it means Dick Johnson's first Bathurst win. It's a very special milestone. You've got a chance to win something very special as a result of it. To celebrate the 40th anniversary of Dick's first Bathurst win, our mates at Repcar are offering a lucky fan an amazing prize, a chance to win a limited edition DJR Mustang GT. It's no special, non-special, ordinary, run-of-the-mill Mustang. It's custom-built by Rob Herod and his team. It's a supercharged V8. It's got a high-performance alloy radiator, a bespoke transmission cooler. It's all designed to keep that huge V8 cool at peak performance. It's got bespoke road wheels wrapped in Michelin Pilot Sport tires. It's got DJR body decals. It's got all sorts of elements. It's valued at over $140,000, including on-road costs. So I need to tell you how you can win this thing, and you don't have to do much for it. It's actually really simple. To be in the running, all you've got to do is head to the Repco Garage website and vote for your favorite Dick Johnson moment from his Bathurst 1000 career. So go to repco.com.au/the garage. The ones to choose from are the Rock from 1980, the win in 1981, the top 10 shootout crash in the trees in 83, or his final win in 1994. So pick one of those moments and you might be just a chance to win an amazing piece of Mustang kit. It is going to be something really, really cool. You'll have the chance to win that. It is on during the month of November, the competition. Get in the draw. It's open to Australian and New Zealand residents from November 1 to November 30 for the full terms and conditions. Go on the website. Check out the details and don't miss out. Hey, on this day, yes, it is Melbourne Cup Day, November the 2nd, but it's also an interesting day in motorsport history because it's a birthday today for the great Alan Jones. AJ turns 75, the 1980 Formula One world champion, of course, long-time touring car driver in Australia. On this day also back in 2007, it was a Friday in 07, and we went racing at the Desert 400, the Bahrain International Circuit. Mark Winterbottom, the winner for Ford Performance Racing in the first race, from Garth Tanner, the eventual champion, Stephen Johnson, Rick Kelly, and Russell Ingall. Frosty went on to win the round the following day when there were two more races held at the Bahrain International Circuit. Now, tomorrow, tune in, special episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco with none other than the man I just mentioned before. Dick Johnson joins me on the podcast. We had him on in 2019, but a lot's happened since then, so we got him back for another chat. We talk Bathurst from over the years and all sorts of stuff. Don't forget, too, the Repco Supercars Weekly podcast returns every Tuesday through the rest of the season. You can review our pod wherever you listen to your pods. Love to see and hear from our listeners in terms of feedback, thoughts, ideas, what you like, what you don't like. We love to hear from you all the time. And don't forget, too, every Thursday, the Castrol Motorsport News podcast. It's brand new. It's out. It's now. It's hosted by Andrew Van Leeuwen, and it covers all the latest and greatest in contemporary motorsport, not just supercars, Formula One, IndyCar, you name it, it will be on it. Make sure you subscribe to that as well and listen to all of the podcasts, part of the Motorsport Podcast Network. Right, that's Repco Supercars Weekly done. One weekend down in Sydney, three to go. Can't wait to see what unfolds when the cars roll out this weekend. Join us tomorrow, though. Dick Johnson on the V8 Sleuth podcast, powered by Repco. We'll chat to you then. Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.